that song, it would seem like it had homosexual connotations.
No, I don't think so. The idea is that it's being sung by the wife of the wives of rugby players. Now, why that would be the case, I don't know, except that it gives the opportunity to go all the way through the rugby team and the different characteristics and so on. But no, I don't think it's homosexual.
So for those around, it didn't have any homosexual connotation at all. If I were the marrying kind, the kind of man I would marry.
Not at all, no.
Because a lot of people take, you know, words at their surface meaning and yep. don't ask, what does it mean to the people who sing?
Yeah, I feel very safe in saying that, I think probably the participants would have been shocked if somebody had suggested that.
Well, that's what the words say, and you're singing it, and you're a guy.
Well, yeah, but... Yes, okay. Yes, but I think the idea is it's just the fun of the song. I think, you know, it's the mechanism designed within the song to be able to, as I say, to go through each of the members of the team. I don't know. I mean, you can read that into it. I wouldn't, and I don't think that anybody I've ever sung that song with would do so either. So
your understanding is that you are taking on the wife or the potential wife or a girl who is talking about singing about the rugby team itself,
correct.
So each member.
Correct.
If I were the marrying kind, so have you ever heard it done in a falsetto then?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Right, because there's actually been an article written on, you know, military songs and rugby songs that says that it's a homosexual game. Mm. And they'll put forth this song as an example. Because he's not a marrying kind. But if he was a marrying kind, he would marry a guy. And they put forth the song of the text.
My personal belief is that would be over-analysis.
Yeah.
I really do.
I understand.
I can't conceive of any circumstance under which anybody that I know would even have made that observation, to be honest.
That's fine. Part of it is I want to get that on the record. I actually understand, and I think I understand the context and the use of it. But since I didn't play rugby and I wasn't there, I have to ask, though it seems obvious.
I don't present the question.
Okay.
It's entirely legitimate question. It has never occurred to me that I have some considerable confidence that all my acquaintances who might have sung that song, it would not have occurred to them either. But if anybody wishes to indirectly or directly exhibit their sexual preferences, singing that song would not be one of the ways.